Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, The Wonderful Approach. This is your host, Mama Seven, and we are in the classroom. This whole world is our classroom. We're here to learn, experience, share, teach, get the most that we can get from this experience here. I'm always very grateful, blessed to get to this part of the program, to get this part of the show, because this lets me know that all the work that I've done, all my sacrifice, all my everything, has paid off in some manner. Okay? Our work has paid off. Our energy has been received. We are on the right track. We are doing the things that we need to do. You can almost feel the love, the smiles, the blessings coming from above. You know, I can feel my ancestors calling me, getting stronger, giving me more confirmations, encouraging me, hey, don't just jog, run. Don't just run fast, you know. They're constantly pushing me, encouraging me to be the best that we can be. I recognize that I am a representative of my family lineage, and they're always asking us, be the best we can be. Go deeper. Go stronger. How much more can you put in on your plate without toppling over? And when you feel like you are going to topple over, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do? Are you going to hold tighter? Are you going to pull on your tools, your tools for the toolbox? Are you going to crumble? What are you going to do? Because this world, especially right now, I don't think I've ever seen it this crazy. Maybe, let me see what year was that. Sheesh. Back in 1990. When we were fighting with Iraq in freshman year in college, it was bad. It was all bad. But outside of that, I have not seen inflation so high, housing crisis. We really have a gun control problem, even though people don't say it. There are so many things that are going on in our universe that is easily to become overwhelmed at the negativity that is circling us like vultures. But I can tell you this. There is no situation that God cannot handle. There is no duty too big for God. There is nothing in no situation that you could ever be in where there's not an answer. Okay? God doesn't close the door just to have you suffocate. He closed the door, but he'll open up a window. Now, at 50 years old, don't really want to climb out the window, okay? I don't. I'll be honest with you. But I know there's a window open. I know there's a way for me to be okay on the other side of this. I know that God is watching over me and protecting me. And so knowing that, I sleep well at night. Does that mean I don't have any issues or questions or problems? Of course not. It means I'm not going to give it all that energy. I'm going to focus myself on the things, one, I can control, and then two, the things that I can change. Everything else is up to God. So That's what we do here on A Wonderful Approach. We learn how to deal with everyday problems, because these problems are not unique. These are problems that everyone has at some point in their life, right? What we do have, though, what is unique about us is that we have spiritual tools to help us through. And so we're going to get into it, okay? But I do want to tell you, in case you missed it, because if you missed it, then you missed it. Sister Unique, oh my goodness, did an awesome job with the Bushwoman Report. We got to get that. We have got to support this program. One of the reasons for the expansion, in case you missed the November event and the November announcement and everything like that, one of the big things that we're doing is we're trying to increase the frequency of positivity. We're trying to do our part. Trust me, negativity is everywhere. It's on TV. It's on the radio. It's in books. It's on your girlfriend's call. It's everywhere. We got plenty of outlets for negativity. We need to increase our outlets for positivity. We need to increase that. Positivity is stronger. It has more energy. It's everything that, you know, we need it to be. It's positive, right? We need to work more in this positive energy, okay? So that's why we're expanding. That's why we're increasing. This is why more of us are dedicating ourselves to studying and being prepared and sharing our knowledge with everyone else. And there's more to come. I know I keep saying that, but there is. I got an ace I'm holding on to. So we have positive energy going in this direction. So the show, the Bushwoman Report, was so insightful. I don't understand a lot about astrology. I don't understand what those planets are doing. I'm just glad they stay up there and keep spinning. But I can feel when they do something other than that. You know, I can feel the impact. I just don't know what's going on. And so I remember speaking to Sister Monique. I said, look, you have got to do at least a monthly program. We need to know what's going on. You know, are we in retro, and what does that mean? You know, is this the time to clean the house? Is this the time, you know, what are we supposed to be doing? And she told us. She gave us all the good information, broke down the elements and everything. It was awesome. I'm so glad that we're going to get that on a monthly basis because I need it. Because I'm feeling it all. I just don't know what it is. So let's get that so we can work ahead of ourselves, right? This upcoming Thursday, we do our Deja Cafe with Sister Khadija. Lovely name there. Lovely child. Sweet personality, but a master in business, particularly small business. See, we got too many entrepreneurs for this show to go unrecognized, you know, and she and her people pack out the radio, okay? They, you know, we don't even get to all the callers. We don't even get, they show up for this program because it's so much knowledge. She's giving us the full Monty. She's giving us everything. You know, what she gives in a 45-minute show will take us all of a month to master, get in place. She talks about business plans. She talks about networking. She has this tip, that tip. And she always has, and I don't know how she arranges this, but she always has someone call in and say, hey, do you remember when you helped me with this? Yeah, that worked for me. You remember when we were talking about that 5 years ago? It's in effect now. Remember? And so it's always, I'm always listening, like, what can I do better? How can I get, you know, the wonderful aspects of a wonderful approach out to more people? You know, how are we working with this? And so it's always good to listen to a show. It should be on Thursday at 7, tomorrow, the third Thursday. So it's awesome. I love it, and I appreciate her time. And then the last program, the last classroom, awesome, the ups and downs of life. Ooh-wee. Ooh-wee. We had to talk about that, family. And the reason why it was so impactful, and I promise I'm going to wrap this up, but the reason why that show was so impactful is because we all go through ups and downs. And sometimes it's necessary to say that. Sometimes it's necessary for, you know, if you're in the middle of something, because we all get in the middle of something. If you're in the middle of something, it's so good to be able to have some place, someone where you can go and say, hey, I'm going through. We kept talking about the roller coaster. I'm on this roller coaster called life, and it is sending me through a loop. What am I supposed to do? And it's always great to have someone to help you with that. But, you know, really the show was speaking about what do we do as life is spinning us around? What are we supposed to be doing? How can we manage that? How can we be better and stronger at really dealing with the small adversities of life? Okay? None of this is new. We've known about it. Unfortunately, our mothers had to deal with it, and our mothers' mothers had to deal with it, okay? A wonderful approach is not just our men folk, all right? So even the men have to deal with it. And men, as we know, operate differently. So, look, we've got to get better with this. That was a great show. I'm always suggesting people go and listen. I'm telling you, go and listen to the ups and downs of life. Go and make sure that you are buckled in tight on this roller coaster. Because if you're not, you're in a dangerous situation. Okay? Roller coasters are only fun when we know the buckles work. If the buckles don't work, then we're not having fun. We're not screaming for fun. We're screaming out of danger. Okay? So let's spend some time really working on this. And so that we feel good and comfortable about where we are and what we're supposed to be doing, okay? So we've been doing a lot. And I'm so proud of a wonderful approach because, again, I'm not working by myself. Thank goodness. I don't work by myself. I have so many people that assist me in everything that I do, from counsel to programming, to the setup and the cleanup crew. I am so blessed to have a fully functioning organization that can help me with this. Don't forget, we are up against a pretty serious opponent called negativity. This opponent does not want to lose. This opponent is willing to fight all the way. We have to be just as committed to positivity plus plus than negativity is. We have to be that committed. We have to be willing to make the sacrifices. We have to be willing to let good logic rule. We have to be willing. We have to be willing to be led by spirit. We have to be willing to be chastised by spirit. We have to be willing to live this spiritual lifestyle, no matter who is looking, no matter who is giving the attention, not giving attention, no matter what other people are doing around you, got to pay attention to what we are doing. We have to pay attention to what we are accountable and responsible for. I can tell you this. There are people that do good things for the wrong reasons. That's amazing to me. And there's people that do bad things for good reasons. It's so confusing. So I mentioned that because I want to make sure, know what team you're on every night when you close your eyes. Know what team you're on. So if you're on team positivity, check yourself. Watch what you're doing, what you're saying. Watch the energy that you're putting out, okay? Negativity don't need no help. Not one drop. Positivity needs everything. And don't let that one stain, I don't know if you've ever had ever had a stain on a blouse or a shirt or whatever, and then you go to rub it, and what happens? It gets bigger, it gets messier, it starts to soak underneath. You're like, oh, my goodness. Right. So don't think, oh, I'm just going to do a little bit of dirt, and then I have all this other positive. No, it doesn't work that way. commit yourself fully, okay? Don't try to do tit for tat for God. I tell people this all the time, and I promise I'm trying to shake this right here. Do not go tit for tat with God. Either you're in and you're here to be positive, or you're not. And we, you know, we're God's people. We are the ones that are here to set good examples for people. We're the ones that are here to help bring about a higher consciousness, a higher way of thinking, higher standards for dealing with each other, more compassion for each other. How are we going to do that and we're still trying to go tit for tat with the Creator? How? So don't get lost. Don't get lost in the tit for tat, in the technicalities of it, and, you know, don't tell me about the BCs, and I don't care about this date, and I really don't. Try to focus on the essence of light, the essence of God, the essence of love. Try to get into more of the essence. Don't get lost in the letter, okay? So we have some big shoes to fill. And I'm not at all surprised that this topic is coming up, all right? So tonight we're talking about purposeful fasting. How wonderful. How wonderful is that, okay? Purposeful fasting is something that is done heavily with a wonderful approach. We spend a lot of time fasting. I calculated it. You know, depending on where you are in your studies and how, you know, serious you are and how ready you are to, you know, make further commitments, because, you know, of course, in a wonderful approach, we're not in the same place. We're not going to the same location. That's what is so wonderful about a wonderful approach. We're not cookie cutting anything. You're going to go where your ancestors need you to go, and I'm going to go where mine need me to go. And we're all individuals working for a collective good, okay? But some of us are fasting. Last time I calculated my days, it was like close to like 110 in a year. I said, wow, that's almost a third of the year. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, you know, when I saw how large that number was, I was like, okay, let me really spend some time thinking about this, because I'm dedicating so much time to it. I need to be clear that I understand what I'm dedicating my time to. I need to be clear about why I'm dedicating the time. And making the sacrifice of food, foregoing food for some, foregoing water, you know, limiting my energy and timing this. And, you know, because when you fast, you totally turn your world upside down. This sun is not setting. Last time I checked, it was like 7:40 after daylight saving time. That's considerable. That's a pretty big chunk of your day that you are without food, which is something us Americans like to eat. We like to do. We like to eat. Anything that you're spending a third of your days on, yeah, let's be clear as to the purpose of that. You know, I'll have people say, oh, well, I haven't eaten today. I guess I'm fasting. No, you're not. You're neglecting your temple. That's what you're doing. So we need to come up with some definitions for fasting. We need to make sure that we understand the energy that fasting is supposed to incorporate. I saw this adorable meme on Facebook, and it says, if you're going to gossip and fast, just go ahead and eat. I rolled. I was like, that is so true. It's so true. If you're not going to change your attitude for the positive while you're working and doing God's work, you might as well stop. You might as well. So important that we do this correctly. I know you want all of your blessings. You know, I don't know anyone, and not any sane person at least, that says, oh, no, no, God, I only want half of my blessings. God's like, I give you half your blessings by letting you breathe, live, walk, have new experiences, wipe your slate clean, make sure all your body functions are working. That's half your blessings right there. You sure you only want half your blessings? Are you sure? No, let's not do that. Let's get all of our blessings. Let's do this correctly with the right intention, for the right purposes. Let's do it in a healthy way. Let's spend that time truly fasting, truly doing all the positive things that we need to do so that we can get the blessings behind it, okay? As always, this is an interactive show. And I'm so thankful for it. We are at a point in our development where we can say, hey, this is what I need for my spiritual development. This is the missing piece. This is what I'm having a difficult time, because fasting's not easy. And we're going to, you know, we're going to ask some real questions. But the reason why I have to share our collective understanding is because I love to have additional insight. I love to hear, no matter if you're a great faster or if you are a challenged faster. And those people exist, you know, and I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you, I think. But, yeah, we all have interesting ideas and stories of fasting. So we're going to talk about it, the good, the bad, the hungry, okay? But, you know, this is where we're going to get started, all right? One of the big things, and this is why this topic's coming up here, why it's coming up now, is because Devotions 2022 is around the corner. April 2nd starts Devotions. That means for my crew that's going up the mountains, by the time we turn around, good, okay? So this weekend, we're going to be in South Carolina. We're having our guided meditation. We're having our spiritual marketplace. The lovely bed and breakfast has already called. They are ready for us. How exciting, right? Next weekend, we're going up the mountain, which is always, you know, if you've never been up the mountain with Mama Seven, I'm serious. That mountain, there's no commercial breaks on the mountain. So we get that work in. And then the very next weekend, we're going to be walking into devotions. This is when we have our prayer life. You know, and please understand, one of the reasons we're talking about purposeful fasting is because in the middle of devotions, it's not just fasting. It's not just starving yourself out. Please understand, there's so much more to this. And the food is really the least of your worries. I remember I've had a wonderful approach member say that, you know, the first year or two, you spend focused on the food. You know, I'm hungry. I got to make this happen. I don't know what to do, blah, blah, blah. And then once you get past the food part, you realize there's so much more. There's so much more to do other than to think about how hungry you are. There's so much more to do other than to complain that you're hungry. You know, when you realize, you know, every morning we get together and we start every day fresh, preparing our gift basket for God. Every day fresh, we start saying what we're intentionally going to put into our basket for God. And I remember midway through last year, it was like I saw in my spiritual eye, I saw me literally giving this basket to God. And, I mean, I had done all this work on this basket. I had all of the positive things I could think of, you know, because God doesn't need anything from me. You know, not like, you know, I could really make that big of a difference. You know, I know that when I'm offering things to God, whether it be prayer, my time, my energy, whatever, you know, I realize I am the little drummer girl with nothing to give but herself, you know. I recognize that. But I'm preparing this gift basket to give to God for saying thank you for the blessings I've already received and the blessings that are to come and the blessings of my mother, the blessings of two strong, healthy boys, you know, the blessings of being in my right mind, the blessings of not being incarcerated. I thank God for all of these blessings that I receive on a daily, hourly, minute-by-minute basis, right? And as I was giving this to God, this is what I saw. I saw God pick it up and give it back to me. And I said, hold on, family. I remember it. I remember like it was yesterday. The gift we give to God is the gift we give to ourselves. And so when God gave the basket back to me, I looked at it. I looked at it like I didn't put it together, but I looked at it and I was like, wait a minute. The blessings of health and the sacrifice I make for my health, I do get benefits for that. That is a blessing for me. All the work and sacrifice I put into these boys, I do get that back in love, admiration, respect, with so much more to come. So everything that I had put into this basket for God, there were benefits for me. And I was so glad that I really put a lot of effort into this basket. I mean, last year, and I've been fasting probably since we started doing an abbreviated fast, probably about 11 or 12, abbreviated meaning like eating fruits only for young people or, you know, fasting on the weekends or fasting up until a particular time. When people are young, you start them off in such a way. And my Umi did such a great job of increasing our responsibility levels as our maturity increased, right? So by the time we were on the other side of puberty, we were full-blown fasting. And we did a great job. And we, here the we part, we did it as a family, and awesome, right? Every year I find a way to challenge myself. I don't care how many years I've been doing this. I've been doing this approximately 40 years, except for the 2 years I was carrying life. But 40 years of fasting, I still find ways to challenge myself. And when I tell you, getting that gift basket back was so amazing. Seeing that everything that I was giving and doing in the name of God, I was actually getting a benefit from. And I was like, this is the gift that keeps giving. And I happened to be part of the benefit. Oh, I was through. And this came about like day 20, right? Right when you get a little tired. Right when, I mean, you're not even hungry anymore. You're just like, oh, 10 more days, you know. And so getting that revelation, I was like, oh, we're about to crank this up. And we went even harder and did even more. It was awesome. So when I tell you that in this blessing of people, this experience, this rides me all the way through to the next passing event. I stay excited in the middle of giving this gift basket to God, of making an offering, of offering of my time, my energy, all of that. And knowing that I get that back, how God just came and touched my basket and it was so much more. So I want to encourage everybody. I don't care if this is your first time fasting, second, third, fourth time fasting, or if you've been doing this all your life. We're going to challenge this. We're going to pump it up a bit. We're going to find ways that we can say, okay, yeah, I'm feeling a burn. I'm feeling a burn. If you've ever done any kind of working out or, you know, disciplining your body, it ain't comfortable. It sure is not comfortable. You have to feel the burn. You have to go through that. And as you're going through it, you're like, okay, what can I focus my mind on other than this? So I'm going to encourage you. It doesn't matter. Oh, that I did that last time. Yeah, and it's time for a new time. Okay? Like I said, I've been doing this quite a few times. Every year I'm doing this preparation, okay? So let me tell you about it. Preparation. Being prepared is half of the journey. You have to be prepared for this. This is not something that you just blink your eyes and say, oh, yeah, I'm going to start fasting 30 days. One of the reasons why we support ourselves so deeply is because we need the support. You know, so every Ramadan, every fast period, every 30 days we're trying to get this done, we get our fast buddies, okay? This is when our fast buddies are made. Get you a fast buddy. You know, everyone should be reaching out to me in the next 2 weeks. Hey, I'm in. I'm going to be fasting. I'm ready for my fast buddy. And Spirit, it's amazing. Spirit does an awesome job of matching up the two people that are going, two or three people that are going to help us the most. And it's so funny because there are people who still in contact, regular contact, with their original fast buddy. And every now and again, I try to mix it up, but they keep going right back to their original fast buddy because it meant something. And it's wonderful. And, of course, our fast buddies are not here just to hear us gripe about being hungry. Our fast buddies are here to keep us encouraged, keep us focused. Hey, you got to focus yourself. You know, I had for the last fasting, I was, everyone knows I was working inside of a correction facility. And this is also a high spiritual time period. The Christians have their fast, their Lent, their system coming up. The Muslims have Ramadan, which correlates same time as the devotion. So there's a lot of people, a lot of energy fasting. So last year, I would go walk into work, and everybody knows I'm fasting because I announce what I do to everyone. It really does help me to be accountable for who I am. It helps others to be able to see by example. Now, granted, I had some people, ooh, child, you, I don't know, I couldn't do that. And the very people that were telling me, I couldn't do that, were the same people that chose to eat their lunch in another area, not to be right in front of me. These were the same people that made sure to look for me. Hey, are you doing all right? Do you need some water? Do you need to sit down? You know, These were, it's so, as they're sitting here telling me, oh, I can't, that's crazy. But they're steady trying to care for me in the process. And I was like, ooh, God, look at that. You know, even if they can't do what I do, the fact that they can be kind and considerate, I appreciate it, God. I really do. I really do. So all last fasting, I would have a brother or two come up to me and say, hey, I'm a little hungry. How you doing? I'm a little hungry too, but I'm going to be okay. You know, remembering the higher purpose. I'm like, yep, higher purpose. And it was so wonderful to have and to be able to help people, especially those first-year fasters. Oh, and the days seem so long. And, yeah, you'll be okay. I love being able to help in the middle of that. So here we have our fast. We're getting our basket together. We have to be mentally prepared, right? So mental preparation. How do you mentally prepare yourself for a fast? Well, one way is to not be caught out, not to be caught without whatever support you need, okay? So the support that you need can come in a couple different forms. The support might be eating a good breakfast. You know, I have been, when I'm fasting and, you know, the boys are here, or when I had a mate, you know, I'd wake up early, and make some bread. They'd wake up to the smell of fresh bread in the house. They'd wake up to fruit. I remember, and it could have just been fasting. It could have been. But I remember as a child, all these dishes that my mother would make for us would be so good. Food tasted like twice as good when you're fasting. And now as an adult, I know, in order for the food to be prepared and ready for you to break fast with, there's a faster who's standing over a stove, smelling all the food, but making the sacrifice to still cook for you as you're trying. Oh, man, what a blessing, right? So in my house, I was big into the breakfast. Let's start this day off with a good breakfast. Let's start this day off with some easy music, some easy words, not a whole lot of words. You know, when you're fasting and you're trying to get your mind right, that's not the time for a whole lot of talking. That's the time to sit back and to really kind of think about what I'm hoping to achieve in this day. What are we going to achieve? What is the goal? Again, what are we hoping to achieve with our gift basket? And as we're going through this process, you know, you start to mentally map out your day. One thing about me in fasting, and this is something that I really want everyone to think about, fasting slows you down intentionally. Oh, I don't like that. Oh, I want to rip and run and burn my candle at the end, at both ends and in the middle. You know, I want to triple up my workload. I want to do all this good stuff, right? No. It's not time for that. Not to say that any of that is bad. I love to work. I love to feel those tired muscles, tired brain, everything. No. It's not time for that. So when you're fasting, you have to be prepared to do less. I don't like it, but it's the truth. It helps you to prioritize what you need to get done in that day. And what you may find out is that you've been doing a whole lot of unnecessary ripping and running in the name of God. You've been doing a whole lot of unnecessary, you know, just busybody stuff, thinking you're doing something positive, but you're running yourself ragged. So one of the things I know I have to start preparing myself for And I have to start preparing myself now. I'm not going to be able to rip and run like that. It won't be healthy. It won't be good. So I really need to slow that down. Okay? So being prepared. Being prepared also means, you know, for someone like me who does a lot of traveling, that you're going to have a place where you can eat real food. Breaking your food off of, breaking your fast off of fast food is horrible. It is. You know, I remember a couple of times we were out during Ramadan. Sister Makita would say, nope, don't worry about it. I got food waiting for you. You come on down. I got food for you. And so there would be food waiting for us, good vegetarian food that we could eat after she made the sacrifice to cook and to give. And feeding me and my boys is not an easy task. And, you know, it's a wonderful thing to have so much support in doing something that you know you're doing for God. So, you know, be prepared to be someplace where you can eat real food, okay? So that's what being prepared looks like, you know? And also, I strongly suggest, everyone knows that I write books, yes, and we're going to be using that handy-dandy notebook of devotions too. We're going to be going through that book day by day. We're going to be adding, not only is our purposeful fast about taking the food out from sun up to sundown, or if you are, let's say you had to take medication, adjust your meals to fruits and vegetables only from sun, period, not sun up to sundown, period, 30 days, fruits and vegetables, if you have to take medication. There's always a way that you can be intentional about making sacrifices for God. Plain and simple. So not only do we forego the food as sacrifice, and we do it as pleasantly as possible, but we also make sacrifices of increasing our prayers, increasing our journaling. Every day we'll have a new topic to focus on and to apply for ourselves. So, you know, some of the topics are steadfastness. Some of the topics are trusting in God. Some of the topics are self-love, self-care. You know, every day we'll have a new topic in which we're like, hey, I need to apply myself like this. I need to build that. I'm working hard to create this new understanding in my character. We use the book. We have our call in the morning. That call is awesome. It's quick, short. I think sometimes it's 15, 20 minutes. I think it's 30 minutes at the longest. But we get on that radio, and all we are doing is praying. All we're doing is getting our mind right. All we're doing is remembering, really, what is the purpose behind this? What are we hoping to achieve? What are we going to grow on? And how do we continue to build ourselves? All of this is about developing a good, godly character. So imagine this. As we are removing food, a major distraction, and the way we're eating food, Lord, you know that's not healthy. We're unhealthy eaters and unhealthy drinkers. So as we're removing those things that we don't need, those things that don't serve us, we're also increasing the things that help us the most. Prayer, journaling, meditation, all those things. So this is devotion. But purposeful fasting is not just about devotion. It is really about applying yourself in a spiritual manner. See, there's nothing wrong with eating. I don't you think we're anti-eat, because we're not. But when you are sacrificing something, that means you are doing without for the higher benefit. So when you are sacrificing, you're giving up something on one level to benefit another level. So when I'm working with my children, educating them, spending time, spending money. Well, when I'm doing all this, I'm making sacrifices of right now with hopes of building them into something that will help them later in life. When we're doing our study, everyone has their spiritual study. Everyone's supposed to be spending time learning, developing their study, right? So as you're doing that, you're sacrificing the time that you have here now for something higher, which is a knowledge base, which is wisdom, which is really elevation. So everything, that's where the sacrifice comes in at. We're sacrificing this to get that. So that's why that intention is so important, okay? But you can fast for many, many different spiritual reasons. Fasting is not limited to For a Wonderful Approach Wednesday. There are lots of different fasts. There's a Daniel's fast where, you know, that has its own purpose. Lent, actually Mardi Gras is you're not going to believe this, is a religious holiday. As crazy as they act. The origins of it were to kind of have like this party to get ready for Lent. Okay? Have a little celebration to get ready to do the work. The celebration got big, and I think they somehow kind of forget the work part. We're going to try to put that in perspective. We're going to try to do that a little differently. We're going to do the work 30 days. 30 days. Challenge yourself. Challenge your partner. Challenge your household. You know, challenge yourself as to how you're going to create a gift basket for God. How are you going to make sacrifice of time, energy, resources, whatever, so that you know that you're benefiting someone other than yourself, okay? I loved Ramadan, you know, before, as I really did it, as a younger person, I was fasting one out of habit. And I was fasting as a challenge to myself. I wanted to challenge myself. How healthy can I eat? How much prayer can I learn? Everyone knows that every Ramadan I study the 99 names of God, and I always get close, and it's just, and every year I keep saying next year is going to be the year. And I say it again. This year is going to be the year. I'm going to learn all 99. But there was a time where I really was just, hey, you know, I'm working through it. I want to build. This year, it's a mission for me. And not mission impossible, mission very possible. I want to have, and this is my 50th year. At the end of this year, I'll be 51. But this right now, I'm 50. I want to make this the best fast I've ever had. I want to go all in, no second guess, no questions, no nada, ready to go, 100%, bring it on. That's where I am. I remember at the end of the last fast, I had about three or four people say, oh, I know how I'm going to do it next year. I said, what? We just got finished. They're like, don't matter. I know what I'm going to do for next year. I know what I'm going to give up. I know how I'm going to try to put myself in this way where I can be pleasing to God. And I was like, hey, let's do it. All right. So a wonderful approach. There are different levels, okay? But this is level human. This is the human level. That means everyone needs to be doing these nine things. So everyone doesn't do the sun up, the sun down, no food. Everyone doesn't do that. I would strongly suggest that for year two people. You know, once you've gone through the first devotion, then think about that. All right. Number one, this is for everybody. No cursing or profanity, period. Some of the swear jars that I got last year were too high. I know you're like, Mama Seven, don't you use that? Yes, I use those funds for getting ready for our big weekend and all the 50 million things of water that we use when we go to the beach. And I understand I want to get the swear jars down. We got to get grip of that language. As spiritualists, we have to understand that mouth is too strong. It's too important. You know, when you call angels to assist you with this work, with that work, they don't just leave when you're done with the work. So we have to really take into consideration that the very mouth that we use to call angels to our aid should not be used in a negative fashion, such as cursing and profanity. We can do better. We can do better. Let's do better with that. Don't allow cursing and profanity in your house. You know, when you're at work, you know, we don't get to control all of work. You know, our coworkers, they have a right to be negative if they want to, whatever. You know, we don't get to control them. But we can 100% control ourselves. That means you may have to exit a couple conversations. It might mean that you need to, you know, put a muzzle on your own self. And I mean that in the most respectful way possible. We got to get this. That's one. Two, absolutely no fast food. Absolutely. And I remember Sister Nisi in Dakota. I think Dakota might have been two at the time. And she was like, he's too young to fast food, but he can definitely fast food. He only have to go out. And this little one, every little McDonald's he saw, whatever, you'll be okay. You're going to eat at home like all the rest of A Wonderful Approach. Mr. A Wonderful Approach baby, you know, one of our few babies. Oh, no. And I was like, oh, if Dakota could do it, everybody could do it. No fast food. That's a small thing, but it's really important. And the reason why, I'm going to tell you, and when I tell you, you may not eat fast food ever again when I tell you. Energy is energy, right? And we know that energy doesn't disappear. It transfers. So if you have someone who is at McDonald's, I can say McDonald's just because McDonald's. But if you have someone at your favorite fast food restaurant who has a bad attitude, who's going through a hard time, who's getting paid minimum wage and doesn't like it, you know, if you have someone and like that breathing over your food, if you have someone like that slamming your poor little patties together, if you have someone like that that really don't care that you're trying to be spiritual and watch your energy, they just got a little bad attitude, right? Is that going to be good for you to ingest during this time when we're trying to increase positivity? for 30 days, we're going to control what we eat. We're going to control how much negativity is allowed to enter us or be around us literally by watching what we eat. So we're not going to eat fast food. For me, my cooking is way better than any fast food out there, way better. But the convenience of it sometimes, I'm like, I don't have time. Make the time. Remember, we were speaking about how this fast period makes you prioritize what you're going to do with your time. Not eating fast food makes you prioritize. You just can't run out the house. You may actually have to spend some time getting ready. Number three, needs no explanation. We got it. No soda. I, because of my own lifestyle changes, have not had any soda in quite a while. And I'm okay. I'm still living. You'll still be living too. No soda. Okay? Number four, increase prayer and spiritual study. We said that. Now, this is the human level, okay? This is just if you're breathing, got a pulse, you need to be doing this 30 days starting April 2nd. All right? Number five, we got this too. Increase journaling and meditation. Number six, oh, I love this. I love it. Weekly community service. Oh, man, we had some really creative ideas come about for weekly community service. I remember, I think Sister Melissa, you know, gave out a number of meals, you know, sponsored, financially sponsored a number of meals, especially for our essential workers that were, that never got a break, that just kept working and kept putting their poor selves at risk doing when we had this high COVID spike and everything like that. Oh, yeah. That weekly community service. I believe Sister Unique was doing some service at her center with the elders, you know. Find a weekly service. And this is, right now is the time to start looking for that. Because you may have to sign up. You may have to do a background check. There's all kinds of ways to volunteer your time, whether you're at a humane society, at a homeless shelter. There's all kinds of ways. Find a way. Ramadan fasting 4 weeks. It's 4 weeks, 30 days. Find a way to give and to share with someone else. Without it benefiting your business, you know, I remember we had to talk about what it means to really be service, not giving into, not doing this because someone else is doing it, not trying to promote yourself, strictly service, okay? Number seven, I got a kickback on number seven. Number seven, no weed, alcohol, or self-altering medications. Why, Mama Seven, why? Why is because we're doing something for God right now. You know, all our self-medicating that goes on, all of the ways that we cope using alcohol, using marijuana, using pills, whatever. Let's stop that for 30 days. For 30 days, let God be your focus. And I promise you don't need no help doing that. You don't need help getting to a Godhead. Plans on it. Remember, being prepared is half of it. That means don't have it in the house. Don't have it on your person. It's hard to smoke something you don't have possession of. The money that you would be spending on your weed, on your alcohol, on all of that, give to someone else. There's a million charities out there. Mother Eagle Ministry has a feeding program that they send food out in America, in Haiti, I think she said Ghana, she has three or four places every month that get a food stipend, whether she's actually sending finances for the food or she's sending literal oil, sugar, basics. We're not talking about shrimp. We're not talking about lobster. No, we're talking about flour. Very basic. So rather than spending that money on, you know, all the things that make us feel good, the things that got us thinking we can't live another day, get rid of that. Get rid of that. 30 days. See what your body feels like without those dependencies. Okay? We got plenty of services to go ahead and to contribute to. Give that up. All right, number 8, check in on your fast buddy. Don't leave people hanging out there. So what if you got your fast down pat? And if I've been doing this for 48 years and I don't have a down pat, you don't have a down pat. I can guarantee you. Check on your fast buddy. You may catch your fast buddy right 2 inches about to slap their boss because they hangry, you know, they're hungry plus a little, oh, they super hungry. Oh, they're about to smack the fire. Call them. Call them. Text them. Send them an inspirational quote. They'll get tired. Let them get tired of you before you get tired of trying to help somebody navigate through this. And I tell, okay. All right, hold on for a second. Number 9, add a personal sacrifice to this list. All right. So last year, my personal sacrifice was bread and cheese, okay? And after day 3, I was like, no need to eat anymore. If I can't have bread and cheese, I don't want anything. I'll just eat air. I'm going through a personal temper tantrum because I can't have bread and cheese, okay? Oh, without bread and cheese usually means pizza, or bread and cheese can be grilled cheese sandwiches for me, whatever. Oh, my goodness. Without no bread or cheese, I was like, really, there's no reason to eat. I've lost all desire to eat and to sustain myself. Out the dramatics. Find something that you're going to sacrifice, okay? Find something new that you're going to sacrifice. I remember one year, somebody told me it was bacon. I said, bacon? Is bacon that big a deal? And everyone that eats bacon tells me that bacon is that big a deal. So, yeah. This is something that's up to you. Oh, I remember one year, one of our little sisters gave up French fries. Loves French fries, had to give up French fries. And I was like, okay, well, fast food will give up the French fries, but no, some people make French fries in their house too. So that's your little thing, okay? This year, because my diet is already, I'm eating universe dew now, just nothing. But this year, what I want to do is I want to, rather than give up something for number 9, what I'm going to do is I'm going to add something. I'm going to add, I had a 15-minute Pilates routine that I used to do. Loved it. It was beneficial. It made me feel good. It made me feel strong. It helped to tighten up muscles, and it was wonderful. And what happened? Yeah, got pregnant with Tullis. So it's been a while since I've done this floor routine. And just today I was like, okay, you know, it's coming up. What are you going to give up? I said, no, I'm going to add something this year. And so that's what I did. I'm going to add my floor routine back. And it's only 15 minutes, but there's a time where I did it every single day, even on days that I've worked out. This was just a 15-minute winding my body down. You know, I'm good for winding my spirit down. I'm very intentional. You know, I don't talk on the phone to everybody late at night. I don't talk on the phone with everybody in general, but especially with certain people late at night. I monitor my spirit. I don't listen to that crazy radio and all the crazy music. I am so intentional about it. So, but what the Pilates did, and this could be Pilates, this could be yoga, this could be anything, but what it did was it helped to wind my spirit, my physical energy down as well. You know, don't forget, we are, we have a temple, we have our body, and our body is actively involved in devotion. And then we have our spirit with the increased prayer, meditation, intentionality. Our spirit's involved. So this is a total, and guess what? We can't do either one of these without the mind being involved. So this is a total mind, body, spirit exercise. Everything about this is tying all three of those elements of self in together. And then we're testing it. We're pushing it. We're applying it. Okay? And it is not easy, but yet it's there for us. Okay? Last year we had the closed Facebook page. I'm going to be getting that back up. And we're going to really, 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 really going to be working to apply ourselves, okay? We're going to work and get that beautiful, beautiful gift basket for God. We're going to be working. You know, this is, there's a spirit that defects. A lot of us want a miracle. And then there's some of us that need one. I'm in a need category. I need a miracle. I need God to shine his favor on me brightly. I'm ready for my miracle. I have everything picked out. I have everything designed. I already know where I'm supposed to be standing. I got this. I'm ready for my miracle. And I can hear my personal angels, my guardian angels say, prove it. Prove it. What are you going to do to prove that you're ready for your miracle? What are you going to do? What are you willing to do to show God that I am worthy of your blessing? I'm worthy of your abundance. I have good intentions for your abundance. I promise to be a good steward of your abundance. You see? So this is what we're working on. And when I start to think about being ready for my miracle, I get butterflies. When I start thinking about being ready for the blessings that God tells me about in my dreams, that God tells me about in my readings, that God tells me about when I'm around others with spiritual ears and spiritual gifts, oh, I get excited. I get excited because I know it's that close. I get excited because I know that God's waiting on me to get right. I'm sitting up here thinking I'm waiting on God. No, God's waiting on me. Get right, girl. Do what you need to do. What do you need to be focused on? I already got your blessing right here. Your blessing is only for you. I'm not going to give anybody else your blessing. I'm saving it for when you're ready. Now, you may say, well, God, I'm ready now. You know, I hope I'm ready now. But I would rather God hold the blessing until I get ready than to get it prematurely and it slipped through my fingers, you know. I can't hold it because I haven't prepared myself to hold it. So I know when my blessing is with God, my blessing is in good hands. I don't have to worry about it going nowhere. No one else is eligible for my blessing but me. So at this point, it's about me getting ready for it. And I look at, me personally, I look at fasting as my way of showing God of what I'm capable of. God, I'm capable of doing this work. God, I'm capable of putting this much energy in. I'm capable of keeping my fast strong. I'm capable of keeping my prayer strong. I'm capable of being accountable for not just myself, but myself and others. So I just want to encourage everyone, as you're getting ready for your purposeful fast, what are you looking for in the middle of this? Is it wisdom? Is it patience? Are you looking to have your family blessed? Are you looking to start? And for some of us, we're starting. Are you willing to start your spiritual journey? You know, you often hear me talk about detoxing. Are you doing this to detox yourself, spirit? Detoxing that negativity out of you? Detoxing, you know, bad habits? Lord, have mercy. We all have them. And maybe it's time to get rid of a couple of them now. So I strongly encourage you, if you've never done devotions with us, reach out, reach out, reach out. Reach out to someone who has done it. Reach out to someone where that they've done the fast and they're like, hey, it sounds like y'all get it in, because we do. Come find out what it takes to be able to dedicate yourself in such a fashion. Okay? So I promise, this human level, you can do it. You just have to try. All right, so I just want to read. This is going to be posted. You will be able to see it. I just want to read. Okay, number one, no cursing, no profanity. Two, no fast food. Three, no soda. Mm-mm-mm. Four, increased prayers and spiritual study. Five, increased journaling and meditation. Six, weekly community service. I need to look into that right now. Seven, no weed, alcohol, or self-medicating tools. Number eight, check in on your fast buddy. And number nine, add a personal sacrifice to this list. Fasting is such an effective tool. I promise you it is. The clarity after the third day, and it takes 3 days to get past the I'm hungry, okay? You're going to be hungry. But on that third day, you will notice yourself able to think clearer. You will notice your day falling into a routine where God is the focus. You will find yourself, you know, trying to look for ways to make it past the initial struggles, okay? Now, I got to give out a warning, right? Negativity be running amok during this time, because negativity knows if you can do 30 days of this positive living, chances are you might make it a lifestyle change. If you can do 30 days, listen to me, if you can do 30 days of this, you can do 30 days that creates a lifestyle change. You can do 30 days. When I first let go of TV, it was during one of my fastings. I said, you know what? I have too much to do. I got to pray. I got to do this, got to do that. I can't do all that and watch TV for hours. So I said, no, I'm going to put the TV down. I never picked it back up. I realized I was wasting time watching TV. I'm wasting time watching people do what I want to do. What sense does that make? Let's work on strengthening ourselves. Let's work on how we're going to make ourselves into these spiritual beings that God can utilize for his purpose. You know, I had a sister tell me, oh, well, God uses beggars and thieves and this and that and blah, blah, blah. I was like, yeah, but I don't know if that was his first choice. We don't have to be one of those for God to use us. Let us be a clean instrument for God to use. Let us do the work that we can do. Let's show God that we are listening and we can follow his example. We can follow his everything so that we can be in the right place. I don't want God to think I can't handle the situation because I'm not handling the situation. Do what you need to do to prove to God, God, I'm listening. God, your word is righteous. God, your word is true. And I'm listening and following instructions. I can tell you this, what I know for sure. One thing for certain, two things for sure. Is that when you show God you can handle the little things, God turns around and gives you the big things. I've seen God bless people, bless them more than their own eyes, more than their brains thought they could be blessed. Because they followed the little things that God said to them. Right? So, I'm so glad everyone took the time to listen out. We have this great moment coming up. Let's be purposeful in our fasting. Let's work hard to get our fasting in place. Let's do it with the right attitude. How about? Let's do it with the right attitude. Let's go in with the effort and with the time and with the intention on making this our greatest fast ever. That's saying something, because last year, oh my goodness, the year before that was amazing. And then, as if it couldn't get any better, May 13th, we're going to the water. May 13th, Friday, 14th Saturday, 15th Sunday. We're going to be in Beaufort, South Carolina, and we are going to show God our gift basket. We're going to give God the baskets we've been working on for 30 days. We're going to present ourselves to the ocean in request to be cleansed of any further anything else. And that process is the most beautiful process that we have to do. It is wonderful. We are preparing now for that, right now. So family, as each show in the classroom, we end in prayer. We end in prayer because prayer makes everything better. When you bring God into your understanding, it makes everything better. Everything we do is for the pleasure of God. So come together. Let's work on this. Let's give this to God so we can be better citizens. Okay? Getting ready for our fast. Getting ready for what we know pleases God, preparing our mind, hearts, and souls. Okay? All right, prayer. Father, Mother God, we come before you humbly, excited, nervous, anxious, wanting to please you, wanting to do what's right, God, wanting to do what is going to assist us in this current understanding in life. God, we are going to attempt this fast. We're going to attempt 30 days of focusing on you. We're going to attempt to purify our current surroundings, our tongue, what we allow, our eyes, what we allow to watch, our ears, what we allow to be spoken around us and to us. God, we are going to prepare our beautiful gift basket so that you may be pleased with our offering. We're going to prepare our gift of prayer, our gift of fast, our gift of meditation. We're going to apply our mind, our resources. We're going to talk and share with those around us so that everyone can get these blessings. Everyone. There's not a limit on God's blessings. So we can share God's word with everyone. We can share our understanding with everyone. God, we ask that you bring to us whoever needs to go through this process so that we can all be blessed and benefit from this wonderful time of prayer and fasting. God, I pray that all those attempting to fast, that their bodies be strong, that their minds be fixed, that the energy that they put forward be sufficient in creating new understanding for themselves, for us. God, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all of the many years that you have allowed myself to participate in this fast, that you've allowed those around me to fast. God, I want to thank you for giving me a mother that knew how important this was and to teach me the fundamentals as a young person about the beauty and the humility and the serenity of fasting. God, may this tradition pass through me to my children and throughout the world. May they get to know you on an intimate level through prayer, meditation, and fasting. God, I want to ask for your protection over the crises on this land and on all the lands. May the conflict brewing, the conflict that has taken so many lives already, God, when it is time, I ask and beg for you to allow that to end so that no more lives have to be lost in this crisis, in this conflict. I ask that you watch over our bodies and minds, watch over our spirit that is vulnerable to these negative attacks. Watch over all of us and protect us as we go about our day. Let our whites be a signal that we are those that are to be cared for and watched over. Let all of our special spiritual tools, protection tools, be at their strongest so that we can continue to be blessed and to be in the midst of the muck as we're going through trying to share positivity with those in most need. God, I thank you for this day. I thank you for the next. Amen.